Dear Father, we just thank you so much for today. And Lord, echo the prayer of just thank you for giving your son on the cross for sins. Thank you for what you've brought us through. Thank you for what you brought this church through. Lord, may you just speak through me this morning. Use me as your mouthpiece. Lord, I can't do this without you. I know that 100%. Lord, we just give you the honor and the praise for everything that happens here this morning. And Lord, anything that's not of you, may it become the fertilizer for whatever soil that you're planting and tilling. Lord, we just give you the honor and the glory for this morning. In your son's holy name we pray. Amen. As I sat down to write this, I was thinking about freedom and what it means. And there's all kinds of different things that can be found and looked up. And I looked them up on Google. What does freedom mean? And it says that you have rights that make you free. It says that you have laws that make you free. It's about your happiness and your personal gain. Yes, we fought and gained our independence from England, which then we set up a governing body and a set of rules to help us stay the course of hopefully being free. While I still believe that we live in a free country, I'm not so sure that we're actually as free as what we think we are. You see, I used to live by the standards of today's world's freedoms. I had the right to do whatever I wanted. As a minor, I could consume as much alcohol as I wanted, when I wanted, I could get my hands on. I could go to all the parties that I wanted to. We could be loud. We could destroy things. We could do all the stuff that we wanted to. We could break into things. We could break all the rules. We could do this. That was freedom. That's what I thought freedom was. But what I found was that was the only thing I was living for. I went to work all week. I worked for the weekend, or I worked for that night. And then that night would turn into very early mornings in the morning, and it affected my work. It affected my relationships. I found very quickly that I became a slave and a prisoner in my own hell that I created. But you see, that's exactly where Jesus met me, was in that. In Luke 4:18, it says, Jesus said that, "I have come to set you free." He came to heal the brokenhearted. I remember I was at a retreat weekend for a youth ministry called TNT, Teens Need Truth. That was where I gave my life to the Lord. I remember confessing that I was a sinner and that I needed to accept Christ's forgiveness for my sins on the cross. My life at the time was in shambles. At the beginning of that year, I had made a pact with God. You help me get my CDL and I'll clean up. December 31st. When I was 19, so that would have been 2002, was the last time I got high. I stayed sober. A couple months after that, I got my CDL. But I lost that job because I had screwed up a couple times. I got fired from another job because I couldn't be there on time. So I was back working at another place that it was a good place to work, but I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be driving truck. So at that retreat, I gave my life to the Lord. But this time, God had plans for me. Not my plans, but His plans. He had a plan and a purpose. After the retreat, the youth pastors came up to me and we were talking. And he said, if you want this to stick, he said, you've got to get out of here. And I said, what do you mean I got to get out of here? He said, your friends that you have and all the people that you surrounded yourself with, he said, you need some time to get away and kind of let this take root. And I said, what do you have in mind? He said, there's a place called Youth with a Mission. And I said, okay. So we started checking into it. And they have one called Cowboys with a Mission out in Meteetse, Wyoming. Looked it up. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I forget what the cost was, but it was $5,000 or $6,000. I forget what it was. And, I said, man, I said, I ain't got this kind of cash. And this is end of June, I think, is when it happened. And the classes, the program would start in September. So we only got a couple months. And I said, I can't make that kind of money in that amount of time. He said, don't worry. He said, we'll go to a couple churches. He said, and they'll raise the support for you. And my exact words, Lord forgive me, dude, you're smoking crack. I said, this ain't happening. Like, I mean, that was my exact words to the youth pastor. He said, no, he said, you'll be all right. Well, he took me to a couple churches, and lo and behold, God raised the support for me to go. God provided. After 3 months of intense training and Bible study, we were on our way to South Africa and Lesotho. This is where I actually met and fell in love with God. I hated the classroom stuff because it was all head knowledge. That was the most terrible time for me. But when we were in South Africa and Lesotho, that's when God used me. That's when I seen how much God loved people. That's when I seen how much God loved me and how much that God had a purpose for me, in me and through me, that he could use me to share to other people. I witnessed a number of people receive Christ. I witnessed a lot of people get fed that didn't have meals. You see, when I describe freedom, it would be like this. Total dependence on God. Total dependence on God. That's what set me free. It's the most freeing thing to live only for him. I have learned to be content in any situation, quoting from Paul. I may not have a lot of things going on in my life that I like, but my focus is on God. He's the one that centers me. He's the one that provides. He's the one that takes care. God is more important than anything else that we have. He's the one who gives me life. He's the one that sustains me. He's the one that I work for. This is true freedom. Christ paid our debt on the cross in full. There's nothing that we can do to repay that. Just like on the battlefields, there's nothing that we can do to repay all them people that lost their lives for our freedom. But they gave freely, Jesus gave freely. But the unfortunate reality is that we can reject it just like the people in the synagogue did that day. They were so upset at Jesus that they chased him to the edge of a cliff. And this is where I was thinking, I hope there's no cliffs close to here because y'all might be going to push me off that too. But it wasn't Jesus' time. So he escaped through the crowd. He walked through it. They thought that because they were Jews and they followed all the laws that they were free. But they were only fooling themselves. I've been to churches across all 48 states. I haven't been to church in every state, but I've been across all 48 states. I've been in Costa Rica. I've been in South Africa and Lesotho. I've been to churches all over the place. And there were some that I walked into. I used to have a mullet. I had the piercings. I had more piercings. I had tattoos. There were some that I walked into that I knew from the get-go. They didn't want me through. They didn't want me through them doors right there. And I walked away so sad because it's like you have no idea the people that you're missing out on. You have no idea what God can do through these people. I didn't meet their standards. I wasn't accepted. They had the head knowledge, just like the Jews in Jesus' time, but failed to put it into practice. Jesus went to them and said, hey, I can set you all free. But they weren't willing. So Jesus said that I have come to share the good news with the poor because they're open and hungry. The poor aren't the financially poor like we often think of. They're the ones that need a friend, someone to give them strength or courage to get through a day. If Jesus' followers didn't come to me, the poor in spirit, I wouldn't be standing here before y'all. They were the ones that came and met me, and through their obedience, I met Jesus. Jesus said that he had come to give sight to the blind. Think about that man that he spit in the dirt and made mud, took it and rubbed it on the guy's eyes, and he saw. You know how freeing that was for him? How excited he was? Jesus did this both physically and spiritually. Paul was blinded, yes, physically, but he was also blinded spiritually before he met Jesus. He thought that living by the rules and being the best Jew made him more superior, but he was blind. Jesus healed the blind. Jesus came to set the oppressed free. Jesus healed many people from many different things. He healed Peter's mother-in-law. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He cured the lady that was bleeding for 12 years. Jesus set all these people free from all their ailings. He also cast out demons from the demon-oppressed. Jesus set the people free. Unfortunately, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And also we're reminded that people are also going to turn their back on God and Jesus, just as they did in this scripture this morning. Unfortunately, not everyone accepts or understands God's freedoms. But it is up to us to be like Christ and share it with the world. He wants to work in us and through us to set others free. He wants us to help us understand freedom as more dependence on Him. He wants to increase our faith in Him to be a light in a dark world. He wants us to glorify Him in all we do to produce good fruit and to hear Him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." He has set us free so others can be set free. The world's calling out for people to come and be their friend. There's a song. I really like it. It's called Monsters by All Time Low. It's not a Christian song by any standards whatsoever. But these are the modern poets of our time. And just hear the cries. Why do all the monsters come out at night? Why do we sleep where we want to hide? Why do I run back to you? Like I don't mind if you mess up my life. Another day, another headache in our hangover hotel. Getting used to the rhythm, yeah. I know this beat too well. Tunnel vision got me feeling like you're the only way I see. But I know what's missing when I'm swimming in my own lonely luxury. I'm wondering why all the monsters come out at night. Why do we sleep where we want to hide? Why do I run back to you like I don't mind if you mess up my life? Why am I a sucker for all your lies, strung out like a laundry on every line? Why do I come back to you like I don't mind if you mess up my life? I'm addicted to the way you hurt, the way you can contradict me. I swear everything looks worse at night. I'm thinking, I'm overthinking. I don't care who I might hurt along the way. I'm sinking into every word. I don't care if you're lying when I'm drinking. So tell me pretty lies. Look me in my face. Tell me that you love me, even if it's fake. You can leave these questions in my sheets. I'm under. I made my bed, and I'm still wondering. Why do all the monsters come out at night? Why do we sleep where we want to hide? Why do I run back to you like I don't mind if you mess up my life? Why am I a sucker for all your lies, strung out like laundry on every line? Why do I come back to you like I don't mind if you mess up my life? Thinking about you, you're in my head. Even without you, I still feel dead. Why do I run back to you, like I don't mind if you mess up my life? Dead, thinking about you, you're in my head. Even without you, I still feel dead. Why do I run back to you, like I don't mind if you mess up my life? And then it repeats these are the cries of the people's hearts. This is what our nation is listening to, whether we want to admit it or not. We have the answers. Back in my BC days, I guarantee you this song would have struck a chord so hard in my heart. Back then, mine was the Papa Roach song, Scars. You didn't see the scars. The scars that were in here until I put them on here. Our nation's hurting. Our nation is hurting very much. We have the freedom. We have the love. We're the ones that have the ability to go out and be like Christ and share it to the world. He calls us to go out. And it's being a friend. It's loving someone no matter what they're going through. It's being with the doctors. It's making the doctors laugh. It's showing the doctors that, hey, we have a higher power that we believe, that we believe in God. He's going to work through you. But he's the one that's ultimately in control. God came to set us free, but he also came to set others free through us. We have that responsibility. Dear me, Father, we just thank you so much for today. Lord, I know this message is heavy. It was one that I didn't want to give, and I kept trying to rebuke it and rebuke it and rebuke it. But Lord, the reality of it is our nation needs you. Our country needs you. And for as independent and free as what we want to be, Lord, we can only find that in you. Lord, we thank you so much for that. We thank you so much for your mercy and grace. We thank you that you do not give up on us. Lord, I pray as we go throughout this week that, Lord, you give us hearts that see the way that you see other people. You give us ears to listen to see where we can speak into other people's lives. Lord, allow our dependence to be 100% totally on you. And Lord, I know as this church is, we're looking for a pastor, and we're going to have some time here. Lord, the only way that we're going to be able to be to continue on is for your guidance and your leadership through the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit come and dwell within us. Lord, just lead us and guide us and direct us. Lord, give us awesome testimonies of you. Allow us to continue on the book of the Bible, the books of the Bible. Lord, each one of us has a part in it. We'll touch on that in the next sermon. But Lord, we just thank you and praise you for this week. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for the freedoms that we have in America. Lord, we just thank you for this great nation that was built on you. Lord, allow us to return home just like the Israelites did. Allow us to turn our hearts back to you. Lord, we just ask this for your honor and your glory. In your son's holy name we pray. Amen.